Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Stretching from Yonkers to the Capital Region, Scenic Hudson's parks offer a great range of recreational opportunities. Some are perfect for a casual stroll along the river, while others require a sturdy pair of hiking boots. There are great places to fish, launch a kayak, spot a bald eagle, explore the region's history, or simply to sit a spell and admire a vivid sunset. Perhaps the best thing about the 65 parks Scenic Hudson has created or enhanced is that they're located close to other exciting attractions, so you can make a whole day of connecting with the valley's natural and cultural treasures, not to mention its agricultural bounty via nearby farms, and pick your own operations. Here are three recommended itineraries. First, in Greene County's village of Catskill, start the day by paddling through Ramshorn Livingston Sanctuary, the Hudson River's largest tidal swamp forest and a haven for wildlife. Afterward, stop at Cedar Grove, the restored home of famed Hudson River School painter Thomas Cole. From the porch, you can view the same Catskill mountain vistas that inspired the artist. Next, drive across the river to Olana, the extraordinary estate of Cole's pupil, Frederick Church. Through October, Cedar Grove and Olana are offering a fascinating joint exhibit of works by contemporary artists in the home's historic spaces and around their grounds. Cap off your day with a meal in one of the farm-to-table restaurants on Hudson's Warren Street. In Beacon, Dutchess County, Scenic Hudson's Long Dock Park offers spectacular views of the Hudson River from a unique environmental sculpture by George Trakas. A short walk away, you'll arrive at Dia Beacon Museum with its world-class collection of modern art. Or make the short drive to the city's Main Street, which is filled with interesting shops and galleries. For a more rigorous adventure, head to Mount Beacon Park, where the trail eventually leads to a fire tower offering views of Manhattan's distant skyscrapers and the Hudson Highlands. The population of Cold Spring in Putnam County is said to double on weekends when day trippers, many arriving via Metro North train, come to enjoy the downtown's array of antique shops and eateries. Those hungry for a little nature and history should make the pleasant 10-minute walk to Scenic Hudson's West Point Foundry Preserve. There, you'll discover an exciting outdoor museum telling the story of the ironworks that once filled this quiet ravine. Perhaps the best way to learn about West Point Foundry is by taking one of the free guided tours Scenic Hudson offers on the first Saturday of each month, starting at 11 a.m. The 90-minute tours describe the groundbreaking role the foundry played in America's Industrial Revolution and how it helped win the Civil War. As an exclusive feature of the tour, Scenic Hudson displays life-sized images depicting the interiors of foundry buildings. These historic photographs are displayed close to the locations in which they were taken, providing visitors with a rare glimpse inside the foundry's operations. The images also will be on display during tours we're offering as part of New York State's Path Through History initiative. These will take place at 11 a.m. and 12:30 on Saturday, June 20th. For more information about these events and all of our parks, visit our website, www.scenichudson.org. With the weather heating up, now's the time to hike, walk, run, pedal, or paddle in one of Scenic Hudson's parks. I hope to see you there. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.